control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site for free. So the main feature, by the way, of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. And when you look at the main column at freetalklive.com, everything that you see there was created by one of our listeners, like you. So when you are on the web, you're surfing about, you find something that you think is pretty great and you want to share it with our audience, or maybe it's pretty terrible and you want to share it from a different perspective, you take the link, you put it into our site, you put it into our submit show prep form, and then it shows up on the site. Other listeners can then vote on it, whether they like or dislike it, and the most liked will make it to the front page of the website, right there at the top of the page, if it's the most popular within a certain period of time, and that means we're more likely to see it and more likely to discuss it. However, there's no guarantee that we'll talk about it, but nonetheless, it helps, and it helps get the word out about what you think is pretty cool. So head over to freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
All right. So 800-259-9231 is the number. You can, as always, bring up anything you want. I want to start things out here with what is not an email, but is very... very good post from the from one of our comments sections over at Free Keen. It's a post that is directed toward Free Talk Live. A young lady has posted, and she's got a bunch of different issues that she wants to kind of touch on here. She's been listening to the show. Julia writes this, and she's writing in response to a video that I posted from the guys over at Liberty on Tour. Now, we've been talking with Pete and Adam from LibertyOnTour.com. They are driving across the country. They're spending 13 weeks on the road, going to 13 different cities, spending about 4 or 5 days in each city, and then heading on to the next one, where they're plugging into the liberty activism scene there. They're meeting people. They're hanging out. They're doing activism with the liberty folks that live in that area. They're videotaping a lot of it, and they're putting it on their website at LibertyOnTour.com. So there have been some good videos so far. In fact, my favorites have been the Uncle Sam videos, and I've really enjoyed those quite a bit. If you haven't seen them, I think they're quite worth a watch. And you can see them, of course, over at LibertyOnTour.com. But they're also covering other things. They've been following some FIJA activism, doing some Fully Informed Jury Association stuff while they've been on the road. Also handing out flyers. They handed out some flyers for LRN.FM and FreeKeen.com. Because I'm one of the sponsors of the, or those organizations through me are one of the sponsors of Liberty on Tour. So those are some of the things they've done. But one of the more recent videos was when they were in St. Louis. And St. Louis is the birthplace of a restaurant called Panera. Now, you've probably heard of Panera if you live in any kind of urbanized area. If you live out in the woods, probably not. But Panera is one of the most, I would say, fastest growing, successful chains of restaurants out there.
Yeah, it's hard to call it fast food because it really doesn't fall into that category. The food's made to order.
It's pretty fast though, right?
Yeah, right.
So it's quick sit down dining. I'm sure they have a term for it that they use. It's, you know, it's a little more upper crust, I suppose.
Oh yeah, they're serving Asiago cheese bagels and and paninis and things like that.
Good food. It's good stuff. Anyway, they started as a different named store. It's called the St. Louis Bread Company.
Yeah, that's not going to go fly anywhere but for St. Louis, right?
Correct.
Unless you're selling steak, I think.
So I don't think you can actually find a Panera in St. Louis. But anyway, that's a little bit of history for you. So the St. Louis Bread Company still exists in St. Louis, and they've started this unique experiment that is unlike anything I've ever seen. It's basically a restaurant that operates on donations. And so Pete and Adam went there with their video camera, and they kind of checked this place out. They'd heard about it, and they wanted to see what was really the deal. And basically, you walk in, there's a greeter who kind of asks you, well, have you ever been here before? And if not, she kind of gives you the rundown as to what to expect. You go up, it's Panera, they've got their menu. I don't know if it's a full menu, but they ordered one of the sandwiches I'd heard of before. So you go up, you order whatever it is you're wanting, and they say your suggested donation is X. So whatever it is you ordered, they come up with the total for what the suggested amount is. You don't have to pay that amount. Or you can pay more, right? So you can pay the amount, you can pay more, you can pay nothing, or whatever. Whatever it is you think the price of the meal should be is what you pay. Knowing, of course, that this is a charitable place, right? The money is all going to, it's being reinvested into paying the staff, and the rest of it's going to buy food for hungry people. So
this is a not-for-profit situation?
I believe that's the case.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you walk in, you order the food, they tell you what the suggested donation is, and then you decide. And this place is a success. You know, they are making this work. Now, they're selling the day-old stuff, right? They're selling, they get the hand-me-downs from the other St. Louis bread companies that are for-profit in the area. But I don't think they can do that with meat and things like that, right? So they're putting those together fresh.
Day-old bread is no worse than fresh bread most of the time.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. And in a lot of cases, like a local Panera here in Keene donates its old bread to the kitchen, the community kitchen here in the area. So certainly not uncommon for food like that to continue on into other people's hands after it's been around for a day. But it's just, you know, it's fascinating, right? That
the suggestion all the time, especially by the psychograph that chooses to eat at Panera, is that the world is full of bad people.
And that, therefore, there needs to be a government around in order to
control the bad people.
Well, in order to make sure that the hungry get fed and that the old people get taken care of, because if it weren't for this one-size-fits-all government bureaucracy, this violent monopoly, then old people would be dying in the streets, homeless children would be starving to death, et cetera, right? Whenever you bring up the idea of, well, let's get rid of the government, let the charities handle taking care of people. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, we can't do that.
That's the first response I always hear.
Yeah. And this example by the St. Louis Bread Company shows that it's poppycock. It's nonsense.
You know,
take care of each other.
In this world where, you know, people go in and buy a cup of coffee for $3.50, it's a fancy cup of coffee, but it's a cup of coffee nonetheless, and then they drop that, $1.50 from that five into the cup to the person who made it. It makes absolutely perfect sense to me that somebody would, that this model could absolutely work. Yeah. You know, I don't know that you could run every business this way. I don't know. But if you can run this one this way.
Yeah, it's a proof of concept, right? And it's the only one in America, this store. So if you go to libertyontour.com, you can see this in action. And it's wonderful. People come in and regularly contribute more than the cost of what it costs to eat a Panera. And Panera's not cheap, right? I mean, you're looking at $6-$7 for a sandwich.
You're going to pay that at just about any place.
Sure, that's true, but I look at those prices and I think, whew, that's a lot of money. You know, it's not like diner food or something like
but
that.
But you're going to, generally, once you start throwing in the soda and tax and all that other stuff, you're going to pay that at a diner anyway. I mean, $6 or $7 a sandwich isn't any big deal.
Okay, well, whatever. When I look at it, I think it's expensive.
Okay.
So, but people look at that and they say, wow, okay, I'll give them 10 instead of 6 or 7 or whatever. They arbitrarily choose. And who knows what kind of generosity they see. The cashier was talking about how amazing it is to work at this place where you get to see acts of generosity every day.
Yeah, right. Just standing right there.
Right. So that video has sparked a comment that has that reaches a little bit further than just this one issue. And I wanted to share that comment here because it mentions listening to us talk on Free Talk Live. And so we'll get to that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Visit our friends over at libertyontour.com. It's one of their more recent videos if you want to take a look at this. It's pretty neat. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring us what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got listening options, live streams, round the clock. You can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Also, you can listen via your phone. Any phone that can dial long distance, you can call into our listen lines and listen that way as well if you don't happen to be near, say, an internet connection. So head on over to listen.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. I challenge you to go read them. They're very clever, and I don't think you can get them all in one evening. You can check them out and let your voice be heard at LibertyStickers.com. Also, LibertyStickers.com's sort of other company, I don't know if it's a parent company, brother company, sibling company, is TheBumperSticker.com, and they will make bumper stickers for your company and do it at a price that is extraordinarily reasonable. It's LibertyStickers.com, and there's a link there to TheBumperSticker.com.
All right, so we started the show out tonight talking about a video that's been posted over at LibertyOnTour.com. Pete and Adam have been traveling around the country, checking out the Liberty scene in 13 different cities. They may be heading to a city near you. You can take a look at their itinerary over at LibertyOnTour.com. They've been posting videos of their experiences. And one of the things they did recently was they went into the St. Louis Bread Company, which is also known as Panera. But in St. Louis, it's called the St. Louis Bread Company. They went to their store, which is this neat proof of concept about essentially how generous people are, that they set up this store that allows people to come in and donate or not to to purchase a meal. So you can walk in and you can get a meal for free if you're having a hard time. Or if you're having good times, you can pay twice as much and sponsor a meal for somebody else, that kind of thing. And it works. People go in and they show their generosity every single day, despite being taxed to death, despite all these government programs and the welfare and the, you know, the food stamps and all this stuff that the government has to supposedly help people. This restaurant that operates solely off of donations is able to operate day in and day out, and it's an amazing experiment. I highly recommend people go and take a look at it. But I took that video, and I've been posting a lot of the Liberty on Tour stuff over at freekeen.com to get them some extra exposure, and I posted it there, and I put this comment on it. I said, Liberty on Tour investigates the St. Louis Bread Company's awesome experiment in charity. Guess what? Turns out people really do care about each other, and that we don't need a violent monopoly to help, to facilitate helping the poor. And I got this comment in response from Julia. And she writes, she quotes my comment about helping the poor, violent monopoly, etc. She says, while I completely agree with that statement, I would like to know if the kind of system that the Free Keen and Free State activists are working towards would promote this kind of altruism and solidarity. I'm not trying to troll anyone here. I saw Ridley's latest video at RidleyReport.com where the Free Talk Live hosts mentioned the anti-liberty trolls on the Free Keen blog. Just as an aside, Dave Ridley has been doing some, video versions of Free Talk Live recently. He's taken segments of the show and he's put it to pictures and put it to video clips. It's kind of a neat thing that he's doing. So she was watching that and she heard us talking about our, Free Keen and the comments there. And I don't think that people that are anti-liberty on the comments are inherently trolls. I think that there are trolls who are anti-liberty. I think there are trolls who are pro-liberty on the Free Keen comments zone.
Right. There's trolls, not trolls. There's people that are liberty or anti-liberty. And those aren't the same thing necessarily.
Right. So Julia says, I would just like to sound off on this subject. I agree that human beings are naturally altruistic. Hey, that's pretty good. That's a good place to start, because a lot of people that, want the government around to take care of charitable things
believe that people are stupid and mean.
That's right. And selfish, and that they, they wouldn't give to charity. So, good place to start.
I got to wonder where those people are coming from, or who those people are interacting with, because everyone I interact with seems pretty altruistic and generous and kind anyway.
Maybe they're interacting with government bureaucrats. I don't know.
I think it's a meme is what I think. I think that, there's just sort of this meme from way back where, people that are wealthy and in power, and those things have always gone together. Mm-hmm. And as long as there's power, those things will go together, have been that way. And that's what people see of those who are doing well. Now with the
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, with the rise of the middle class and people even moving farther into the upper classes this thing that's closer to the free market than the world has seen in many cases, people the meme continues.
So she goes on, we wouldn't have been able to survive as a species if we only acted out of self-interest. But the issue I want to address is the kind of social and economic system the liberty movements in New Hampshire want to create. Since so much of our views and behaviors are influenced by our material conditions and the kind of system we're subjected to. For example, if we build a system based on solidarity by building institutions that are participatory, democratic, where people have the most say in the issues that most affect them, and non-hierarchical, meaning no bosses or landlords, we could succeed in creating a much more ethical and altruistic culture and a much better living standard.
Really? Have you ever participated in a college dorm?
What do you mean by that?
Have you ever been in a college dorm?
Me, no.
I mean, goodness. You know, this is a democratic and non-hierarchical situation. And
there's an RA typically in a college dorm.
And the residence assistant. Don't have a heck of a lot of power.
Okay.
I mean, there you have the inmates running the asylum, at least in the college dorms I've seen. I don't see that it's necessarily true to say that people working together in systems are somehow going to necessarily make something good that works. And I think that it could, and I think it all depends on how voluntary that system is. Mm. So if you've got a system, say you're running a restaurant or a hotel or a college dorm or whatever, and I can say, holy crap, these people around here are a bunch of morons, and they're dirty to boot. I am leaving, and I'm going to do my own thing. Well, that's fine. As long as I don't have to pay for it once I leave, and as long as I don't have to participate once, you know, I'm not forced to participate. Then you'll have something when people are able to do it on a voluntary basis, and that's what I think most people around here sort of, you know, in the liberty movements believe.
Absolutely. The idea is that you should be able to create whatever you want and get whoever you want involved in it as long as they want to be involved in it. Set up the organization in the way that you think is best. I mean, for instance, Free Talk Live is particularly non-hierarchical. We don't have, it's my show and I kind of am in charge of it, but there aren't levels of hierarchy, right? There aren't, managements and, senior managements and all of that. I don't want to have a structure, that's like that. And I think that that's kind of a structure that is a little bit inefficient. I mean, if you've ever worked in a corporate bureaucracy, for instance, it's not as bad as working for the government, but man, I used to work for Clear Channel and there were some real communications breakdowns and problems with the structure of things there.
Right, and you know, in the case of Free Talk Live, you decided I can't do all this on my own. You've signed off authority in certain areas to other people for you know whatever agreements that you have with each one of those people, and so there isn't this you know run it by everybody trying to get a you know there's a weekly meeting or something like that where nothing
that.
Gets done. None of that
none
crap.
So we can continue, though, because she gets into money here and how she feels about that. Yeah. And that's a big one. 800-259-9231.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford, AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam, and you can go and watch and listen to the show there. You can enjoy that free, just like all the other features on our website. In fact, the webcam actually has a chat room built into the same page, so not only do you get to watch, but you can also interact with our listeners. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com to enjoy that. And cam.freetalklive.com is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They also have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We're sharing a post that was made as a comment over at the Free Keen blog, and it's directed specifically at Free Talk Live because she heard us talking on a Ridley video that is available over at RidleyReport.com. He's been doing some video versions of Free Talk Live, where he takes video clips and photos and things like that and puts them to our show, which is a pretty cool thing. So she was watching that, and she's commenting in relation to, she's wondering what the Liberty Movement wants. What is it that the movement is looking to do? And I think it's hard to really answer that question. I think that you can make general statements about how the people in the Liberty Movement want more freedom and that they want less government. Some of them want a lot less government than others.
Lower taxes, no taxes.
Or no government at all, for instance, in the case of myself, perhaps, or Sean.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no one overarching philosophy necessarily because people are different. But I think generally folks would agree with the idea that everybody should be able to do whatever it is they want so long as they aren't harming anybody else. The free marketplace encourages people to experiment, to organize things differently, to compete with one another. And it's a friendly, in the case of charity, that's kind of a friendly competition. So what she's getting at here is what she thinks should happen. She's saying that that institutions, as she calls them, should be participatory and democratic and not.
What does participatory mean? That people should participate in them?
Yeah.
I mean, a participatory democracy is something that everybody participates in. And what
does that mean? Everyone should participate
in
it?
Right. And what it is it's heaven. You understand? The idea is everybody will, I'm going to create a system that everybody will want to participate in. And really, the answer to that is no, you're not. You're not going to create a system that everybody's going to want to participate in.
Well, she's not here to answer the question, right? So we're not sure, because she does say institutions, so she's not talking about an entire system, right? She's talking about different systems, or it's hard to say. We're going to only have to go on what she's written here, right? So she says, we could succeed in creating a much more ethical and altruistic culture and a much better living standard. I agree with that statement. I agree with that statement because
yes.
In the free marketplace, and please don't be confused, this is not a free market. It was not a free market last year. It was not a free market 10 years ago. It has not been a free market, I don't think, ever.
Well, there's probably a free market at the point when, like one guy was trading berries for a piece of flint. You understand?
I see what you're saying. Well, yeah. As long as there's nobody in the marketplace who's using force on another person, on another entity, then you have a free market. And we, in our lifetimes, have not experienced this. So I want to make sure that we're clear on that, because sometimes the free market term gets bastardized and confused. But yeah, in a free marketplace, it's ethical because you're not using force on people. You might have the best idea in the world, but if you can't convince people to participate, as you were suggesting, Julia, if you can't convince people to support your idea on a voluntary basis, sorry. Somebody else is going to get that participation.
Right, and when you try to convince people not to use force, then you're talking about an entirely different scenario. So, if there are people that make their living, and there are, by inserting themselves in the exchange. So if I decide that I want to sell food in the town of Keene in New Hampshire.
You're going to need a license for that.
I need a license. Somebody wants money for a license. Somebody wants money for a tax. Somebody wants all kinds of things along the way. I've got to have this. You've got to have this particular type of hood in order to cook this. And, they've got all kinds of rules. So the guy that makes the hoods, he's in on it. The guy who sells the occupational licenses, he's in on it. The cops, they're in on it because they enforce these rules. Everybody's in on it. So to the point, actually, that you're probably only taking in half the dollars that you actually get, and the other half are going out in these taxes. So when you say, you know what? No, I don't want to participate in that. And I want you people to stop bothering me. Well, of course they don't want to. That's like telling the gangster comes in and says, hey, I got to protect your business here or something terrible is going to happen. It's like telling him, no, thank you, sir. I don't want any of your services. I can handle it just fine myself. Oh, looks like you had an accident. Huh? Yeah. Like that's what that guy does.
Right.
And that's what these people are. They're nicer about it.
Sure they
because
are.
They don't have to. They don't have to bring the threat right out on Front Street. They've been doing it for so long that they don't have to.
Yeah, people know what will happen.
And they've got this moral imperative, which is, well, if you don't pay these things, then we wouldn't have roads for your customers to get there. Really? You don't think we would have been able to pave the ground without the government? Come on. So that's the idea that this is somehow voluntary is fallacious.
Yeah, the social contract fantasy, mm-hmm. for instance. So she goes on. This system, she says, would most likely mean the abolition of money.
I got to disagree there.
Yeah, you're never going to abolish money. Money is a representation of wealth or capital.
Right.
I mean,
this kind of gives you an idea for
sure. I could hear it from the very beginning.
Right.
Julia
thinks
that you can the workers are going to be able to take over the apparatus of force, and the workers are going to be able to agree how to apply that apparatus of force, and they will finally rule themselves.
They do rule themselves.
Well,
each individual rules their own life, right?
I suppose they rule their own life, but the idea that they will agree on how to do things, I mean, this is more of this heaven concept. The fact is, I don't think you can, I don't even, first off, you've never had
money.
Power without money. There's never been power without money. Power always connects itself with money, because people with power want the money, people with money want the power. So, if you've got an apparatus of power, which is what the workers would have in this workers' paradise, then the money won't be far behind. So the workers who get in charge, who actually are in charge, because it's always that way, that are democratically elected to be in charge, they will then get in with the people with the money. Just take a look at the government. And I don't think, I would make the argument, and I mean, somebody might be able to make another one, but I don't think that there's even been a noticeable exchange of power, that workers have ever, that the lower classes have ever actually had any more control of government than they have now, which is nearly none. The only thing they really have is the power of revolution.
Well, you're simply not going to get rid of money because of what money is. Money is not the green pieces of paper most people carry around in their wallets, and it's not gold, and it's not silver. It's just a medium of exchange. If you've got a bunch of cavemen sitting around and they do all their trade in stone knives, well, those stone knives are money. But yep. Money is not going anywhere. It's not any particular substance.
The Phoenicians traded in seashells. Why? Because they wanted the purple dye out of them. The gold and silver have been money for a very long time. Why? Because people want to adorn themselves in it. You look at me. I'm not wearing gold and silver. It's not my thing. But I do understand that enough people are interested in gold and silver that I can use it as a medium of exchange.
And over time, people found other means or uses for gold and silver in electronic products, for instance, and whatever else, different things that are being manufactured. But so basically you're saying that that money exists because, well, people demand a way to interact with one another, for instance.
Sure. If you've got communes or something where all the workers are doing well together, and one commune makes 11 grain whole wheat bread, and the other commune raises chickens, yeah, I suppose there might be an exchange. But
not if the other people are
vegetarians. What if you've
got
enough eggs and enough chickens?
Right. Well, not if the other guys are vegetarians. They don't want those chickens, right? So, but what if they want the grain? How do you deal with that? You've got to have something that's mutually valuable between the two. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there for free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. And you'll get perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum and podcast and more. The podcast, by the way, is missing the commercials that you normally hear in the regular listener podcast. So it's one of those perks that you get just for being an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you in advance for doing that. In fact, we're probably going to be doing I think Mark, you and I agreed today that we're going to go out to the West Coast Radio Convention. It's been a while since we've been out there, and it's your AMP dollars that send us to these places. And I don't want to get on an airplane.
Right, I feel the same way. You know, it's
not that you guys don't want to get on airplanes. You don't want to go through the TSA.
Thank you. You're right about that.
That much is true. If it wasn't for the TSA, then it wouldn't be as big of a deal. I think that
I'm
find
scared to fly. I just don't like the gangsters.
Well, yeah.
Where's FTL1?
I don't think the amps want to pay for that.
I don't think the amplifiers are prepared for that. At least we're not prepared to spend the amplifier money on that. We have better locations in order to better places to spend the money.
What does a private flight like that cost, though? I mean, thousands of dollars.
It would be thousands of dollars, but they do have sort of private airplanes that you can rent time on. And if you have six or eight people that's going from one location to another, it really would make it worth it as far as like flying business class or something like that.
It'd be great. I mean, I'd like to fly out of Keene Airport if possible. That'd be awesome. But
yeah, I don't know. I would suspect it could handle a jet. I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, if we had a few more people going, it might make some sense. Yeah. But
bring
at this
the whole
point,
crew or something.
It'd probably
like that.
Be a $10,000 flight, and that's just, you know,
that would not be responsible of me. And I need to be responsible.
Right? No.
I need to be responsible with the money that I've been graciously given by these folks. So speaking of giving money, by the way, amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of giving money and charity and things like that, we're reading a comment here from the Free Keene blog from Julia, and she's a bit of a communist? Is it fair to call Julia a communist?
It's the feeling that I get.
It sounds a little bit like that to me. And Mark, you want to share something about anti-war radio?
Yeah, anti-war radio is your source for anti-war news and views for more than 15 years. They're having their quarterly pledge drive, and you can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com. You just go to antiwar.com/donate. They got a telephone number there right on the page that you can use if you would prefer not to do it on the website, although the website makes it darned easy. antiwar.com/donate. And Jason Osborne agrees with this. That's why he donated his time to antiwar.com/donate.
All right, so she's talking about money, and she's suggesting here that she believes that a more ethical and altruistic culture and better living standard would happen in her with her ideas specifically regarding the abolition of money.
Right, and I guess there's definitions of money, and if she uses a certain definition of money, I agree with her. If what she's talking about is a fiat currency designed in order to rob people that that are frugal and wise with their money and give it to rich bankers and businessmen and insurance companies and whomever do this corporate welfare, then I agree entirely with what she's saying. If, however, she means money as a medium of exchange that can be hoarded and that one can keep, then no, then it doesn't. That doesn't make any sense. The reason that money's good is that even hoarding of it is good is that the people that do hoard it can then loan it to people who have great ideas so that they can open businesses.
Well, you're not loaning it. By definition, you're not.
Well, if you're hoarding it, you're also lowering the supply, which causes deflation, lowers the prices, which helps everyone out.
Interesting observation. So, just to make it clear, Mark, you're talking about real money being good. The money that we currently have, the greenbacks that are in your billfold, for instance, that's bad stuff. So we agree that money should go away and should be replaced by whatever the market decides it should be replaced by. Maybe it be gold and silver, maybe it be something completely different.
I've seen several interesting ideas. Gold and silver, of course, and there's a new one.
They stood the test of time.
Yeah, they stood the test of time. There's a new one I've seen called Bitcoin, which is a electronic CPU usage trade of some variety. I don't know.
Yeah, someone put that in front of me the other day, and I found it initially confusing, and I was like, I don't know about this. So there's a big hump that these new currencies have to get over is people accepting and adopting them. But nonetheless, let's move on with her email here, because the whole idea of abolishing money, I guess the suggestion is that the workers or whoever, the democratic participants, the participatory democratic system would somehow democratically decide to, all right, we are done with money.
Right.
How does that actually happen?
Right. It doesn't make any sense. And this is one of the reasons why commies, when they've called the show, we keep them on. We let them talk, but they just don't have ideas that hold water. Yes, when you talk to each other, your ideas hold water. When you get out right here on open phones, you don't. I challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
Open your own communist talk radio show and watch your theories get big old 12 gauge size holes shot all in them.
You'd have to have a talk radio show that actually allows open phones too, because there are plenty of shows with ludicrous theories and viewpoints that are very, very strict on their phone screening to make sure with any significant challenge can get through.
That's how so many of them operate, conservative and lefty alike.
I'm going to take a break from this. There's a little bit more here, but I'm going to take a break from her post and go to the phones and the fun here. Let's talk to Corby in Texas. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I think I found a new revenue stream so you can get the FGL1 you were talking about.
let's hear it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's that?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that you guys are really good in the marriage. You found, I think his name was Takashi, or maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah, we've got a potential marriage for Takashi.
Yeah,
who's
and I'm jealous because I've been listening for about a year and a half now, and he calls up in one day, and he gets a wife in like 24 hours. And I realize it's a potential a person of interest,
Well, you've got one of those silly accents, but it's by no means, almost impossible to understand. It's certainly not.
Oh, yeah, he's very intelligent. That. You can tell by talking to him. You can tell he's very, smart. But.
Well, so what you're saying is we need to be hooking people up here on the air, that we should start.
Yeah, you got the Shrine of Female Listeners have a little $1, you can send a message, $2.
I have a feeling that if our Shrine of Female Listeners allowed women to be contacted by the people that view the shrine, we would have less participation.
Fewer, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if they got a cut of the money, they might be, part of it. You got to think of it as a...
Tell you what, Corby, you put that together and
you make your own libertarian matchup site.
There is one out there.
Right, but they don't want to advertise it. Tell you that.
What's it called?
I think it was Libertarian Dating. I'm not positive. I'm like a Libertarian Matchmaker.
It's been a while.
Full of men.
Okay,
I don't know.
I thought it was funny that you found him somebody so fast. But he was an interesting caller, though.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Corby, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. It'd be interesting to look into that site, see if they're still around, if they're having any success. Let's continue, though, and talk to Ken in New Hampshire. Ken, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there. And Ken's gone. All right, so 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ken had some critique. I was hoping we could get him in there. Maybe he'll call back. All right, so meantime...
He didn't wait very long, did he?
Not that long. Let's go to back to Julia's post here. So she's talking about her ideal society and suggesting that money needs to go away, and I agree that the fiat money needs to go away, but the idea that you'd be able to get rid of a medium of exchange between people is... it's just ludicrous. She says the market replaced with a... Now, this is her idea here of what she wants to see. Replaced with a gift economy based on people's needs instead of trying to sell them useless crap. Now, part of that statement I agree with. I think there's the idea of this consumerist culture is... it's a little too much, I think, in some cases. There really is a bunch of crap out there, and people have been trained to believe that they need it, and they need it now, and they need it on credit.
Not just that, though. The fact is that the money that she doesn't like is designed that people have to spend it because it becomes less valuable over time.
The fiat money.
The fiat currency, money that she's talking about. So the people aren't just advertised to, because this is where it all gets laid upon the shoulders of the advertising executives of the world. People like me that sell ads. You people are terrible. Remember, my family, we grow our own vegetables. We buy raw milk. We're as earthy as you could get these days, but it's the advertising people's fault. No, it's the central bankers.
I want to get a little deeper into that here in a bit at 800-259-9231. Also, pick your calls about what you want. Dial in toll free 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, hour number two. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.